I'll start with a nice word in Parshas Shoftim. So I saw this word in the Mayuna Shel Torah. He brings it from the Maggid of Kelim. The Pusak, he put a mamchu, dover the mishpat ben dam ladam, ben din ladin, ben neg lenega, diver rivas bishareichu. Right? Push up shat means that when you have a shale, or a din Torah, or whatever happens, you're going to have to, or any kind of dispute, you're going to come to the Dayunam, you're going to hear what the Torah has to say. So he touches something interesting. He says, al derech miser, I guess you call it. Ki yipule mamchu, if you're going to wonder why there's ben dam ladam, why is there dam yisrael nishpach kamayim, why there's so many people achmon aslan dying, why the goyim are able to kill yidin by din ladin, why there's so many dinim that are exiders happening to yidin by nega lanega, you see paguim and aguim chadushim that come to yidin. The reason is divrei rivas b'shareichu. It's because you're arguing, it's because you're fighting, it's because there's sin yisrael namachloik, because that goes on between yidin, and it brings all kinds of hardships to klal yisrael. That's the answer. And when Klal Yisrael will be together, and Klal Yisrael will be ba'achdus, and there will be more Ahavas Yisrael, then Ahavas Yisrael, a lot of problems and surahs will fall away. So that's the word of the Kelim HaMagid. I think that in the Yiddish Ashtib, one could say, and I'm not talking now in the sense that he meant it so much as, you know, from Shemayim, it's more of a punishment, or more of a soderus, a wake-up call. But in the Yiddish Ashtib, you often find that there are a lot of difficulties happening at home, and you could trace them back to Divrei Rivas B'Shareichu. Now, a lot of times that there are hardships in a home, that the source of the hardship, even though it looks like it's coming from other places, but really the source of it is the fact that a husband and wife are not on the same page, not getting along, they don't care for each other, and it's causing a lot of hardships. In other words, a lot of crisis and a lot of problem and a lot of challenge is a result of the fact that two people aren't on the same page. So often, for example, you have a couple dealing with financial crisis, for example, and the reason why they have this issue is something to do with the fact that they didn't get along in the beginning, and they didn't know how to make responsible decisions together, or take certain things into account, or listen to each other, or take advice from each other, or agree on something. That's just an example. One of the reasons why the children are struggling and why they're dealing with so many problems with the children is because they don't get along, and it had a ripple effect on the children. That's just an example. So that's a thought, something to think about. Why are we struggling so much? Because he's not getting along. And I want to add another twist. I'm not a big baldarshan. I usually don't say my own taichim, but I want to add another twist to that. Why is it that sometimes you'll see that in one home they're dealing with a certain struggle, and in a different home they're dealing with the same struggle, same challenge, very similar, and it's so different one from another? Maybe that's a play on the words, ki pulem emchu, by nega lo nega, by din ladin. Why is it? How come when this person had a child that was not doing well, or they had a business that was failing, it wasn't so terrible, it didn't rock the boat, it got resolved pretty quickly, and the other one had the same struggle, and it's such a difference? Ki pulem emchu, how come you see the difference? And the answer is divrei rivas b'shareichu. Because even when there's a problem, and even when there's anyway going to be a problem, and even when it's all pre-orchestrated and the Eibush descended, and it was unavoidable, but people that are together, and people that are getting along, could resolve problems faster. So even if they didn't cause the problem because they weren't getting along, or they were getting along, even if they weren't able to avoid the problem, but the fact that they're together, and the fact that they're helping each other with it, the fact that they're taking each other seriously, and sitting down and working together against the problem to resolve it, that's also a big, big piece of the puzzle that I see very often, why some people just are able to overcome hurdles and challenges and struggles and all kinds of different things that come their way, because there's two people working together. So that's definitely a very strong message, or something we should think about and try to apply to whatever we deal with, whatever comes our way, and we should only know of good things. So let me read a very short email that I got. Sometimes when it's too short, I don't really feel that there's enough to address, but I wanted to mention this. Also something that came in a while back. We are married for over 2 years and had a stillbirth a few weeks ago. Baruch Hashem, our Shalom Bayis is more than okay. How can I make our Shalom Bayis even better now that we have time before we have children? Okay, so it could be by now. I don't know if maybe. By now maybe there's good news already by this couple. Hashem should help that there should be good news very quickly. So the question basically is that we are waiting for children for at least 2 years. Okay. No. Not what it didn't used to be considered a long time. Okay. And a stillborn child, which is, you know, something that's not easy, a challenge nobody should know from. And Shalom Bayis is more than okay, and we want to make it even better now that there's no children yet. So let me just address a few different parts of this that I think would be a very important to talk about and to have everyone benefit from, and Eibush himself. So, Okay, the challenge, Rachman Islan, of stillbirth and other things is something that, you know, I could only give you my compassion and my brucha that you should know of good things going forward. You should know from this, and nobody should know from this. It's definitely not easy. And you know, there's ways to deal with whatever comes out of such a challenge. And that's not what I'm going to be addressing now. I just wanted to mention my feelings for somebody who has such a struggle, Rachman Islan. But bringing Shulam Bayis, first of all, from more than okay to even better. Right? Shulam Bayis is more than okay. What can I do to make it even better? So, on the one hand, that's wonderful. It really is. There's a saying in Yiddish, if git is besser, nicht besser. If good is good, is better, not better. Sometimes people are mistopic by miyut, and they say, well, it's good, so let it. You know, why rock the boat? It's already good. And the saying goes that, no, better is even better. If we can make it better, we can make it better. So the attitude of, it's more than okay, but I want to make it even better, is essentially a good attitude. Especially because in marriage, in relationships, in real life, very few things are stationary, very few things are just stable and just stay a certain way. There are very many things that, because of all the different challenges, all the different things that go on in life, all the different, you know, the moods and the weather and whatever else it is, the emotional weather, I mean, if you don't take care of it, if you don't tend to it, if you just neglect it, it could slowly start slipping by itself. Now, you don't need anything major to throw it off the tracks. It just, you know, it gets a little stale, it gets boring. And sometimes you don't put in the work, it doesn't stay more than okay. It becomes okay and then less than okay. So something that was once more than okay could definitely become less than okay, if you don't put in the work to make it better. In other words, you're either uphill or downhill. That's how it is in this world with very many things. So bringing Shulam Bayis from more than okay to even better is essentially a good idea, just so that you make sure that at least it stays the same. You're putting in the effort to maintain it and to do what you could, because you know that relationships don't just always stay the same. So that's another idea. But on the other hand, and this is something I want to point out, sometimes people get stuck on improving something that's already good, relatively good, and it's not terrible, but sometimes it causes problems. And I've seen this. Sometimes you'll have a husband or a wife that want to invest more time or more effort or more whatever it is in something, and the other one feels it's fine, and now it starts becoming an argument and a resentment, which, again, I have no reason to think that's the case over here. I'm just mentioning it. I want to put in time to invest in my shumbai. My husband's not interested. How come he's not interested? So you just turn that into a complaint and resentment. And the answer might be, I don't know what she wants from me. Everything's fine. She doesn't stop. She's busy taking courses and listening to classes. And every day she comes to me with a new article that I should read. Everything is just fine. Why is she making problems? So sometimes trying to improve things could turn into an issue. So I think it's important to mention that. Just this past week, somebody left me some feedback on Achela Mashir that I said, I don't know, the listeners on Torah Anytime, at least my English listeners, know that I say every week Achela Mashir and Kol Mavasa in Yiddish. I say a story about the silly people of Chelm, and I bring out different things that we can learn from the story. So one story was about somebody who basically put his whole business to sleep because he was afraid of competition. That was the idea of the story. So somebody left me a message that, you know, I didn't bring out strong enough how so often people basically sabotage themselves trying because they're afraid of making things worse. They end up making it worse. That was, they're afraid that maybe something good will happen, something bad will happen, so they end up making it happen on their own. They don't even realize what they're doing. Well, let me just say that in this case, I would say similarly that there are people that, in the name of improving Shulam Bayis, wanting to sign up to a certain course or a program or implement a certain change in the name of making things better, could end up making things a little worse. I'm just mentioning there is such a thing, and you should avoid that at all costs. Now, let me mention just another point which I think is relevant to this discussion and in general, right? You're talking about a couple who is waiting 2 years to have children, davening to Hashem that it should happen. They had a stillbirth, which is not easy, right? And like I mentioned before, you see some people go through such a challenge and things get worse, some people go through such a challenge, things get better. And let me explain what that means. I've seen many people dealing with the same kind of challenge, whether it's a stillbirth or infertility or a financial crisis or a chinuch problem or having a child too soon, which to some people might seem like a very big challenge because there's no time. You know, you're talking about having time before we have children. Sometimes that's the struggle, or whatever it may be. Some people take it one way, some people the other way. You could have a couple who, like you're interested in doing, and I've seen this, because they don't have children, they have more time together, let's say, and they have more time to invest in the relationship, and not just that, but the challenge itself is something that bonds the two with a strong glue. They're mechazik each other, they understand each other, they feel for each other, they're open to each other, they're vulnerable about it, they're working on something together and appreciating each other more because they're connected in something, they're driven toward a certain goal, a certain something that they're trying to achieve. And it does wonders for them. And you have someone else who, the challenge alone, aside from feeling challenged and being you know, worn out by the challenge, which just makes the relationship harder, they even use it against each other. I remember hearing from somebody this. You know, my wife is so bad, not only she's not a good wife, she doesn't even have kids. He's waiting a few years for children. She can't even have kids. At least if she could have kids, I mean, I have something from her. The infertility challenge, which Baruch Hashem, since then they had children, and everyone should have children, but the challenge was something that actually made it even worse, not just better. Instead of being together in this challenge, I spoke about this recently. I said at Drusha in Satma Vismadish in Borough Park, and I spoke a lot about how we were talking more about challenges when it comes to Chinuch Habonim with children, but every challenge is an opportunity. You could either turn it into something that's going to break you and break your relationship because you have a child now and you're struggling, and you're going to turn it against your wife or turn it against your husband. He's struggling because of you, and you should have done this and you should have done that, you know. Or on the contrary, this is going to help us understand each other more and spend more time together and discuss more and compliment each other more and give each other chizik and encouragement and show support and appreciation for all that you're doing for this challenge that we have. In other words, we gang up on a challenge. We don't gang up on each other. Right? You could have two people that are in a crisis mode, and they each turn to blame each other, and then the crisis just makes things even worse. They're not even dealing with the problem anymore. They're dealing with each other now. Or on the contrary, we're in crisis mode. Let's bond together. Right? They say, you know, even enemies sometimes make peace when they're in crisis mode, because they just have to understand each other, save each other. Anyway, so that's definitely something that I think people learn from. Recently, I was talking to a man also who going through a difficulty with a child, a medical problem, severe medical problem. He said, "You don't know what it did for me. Me and my wife, we didn't have time together. We didn't understand each other. We have so many differences. Now we spend time taking care of our child and investing in our child, and we care for each other, and we're both impressed with what the other one's doing and all the. You don't know what this did for me." And it wasn't just because he was looking for the Siyat Nishmai and the Hashgacha Prutus in it, which is also wonderful. It really made a change in his relationship. And I've seen this many times for those who were able to utilize these opportunities and see them for what they are. So again, nobody should have challenges, but when they're there, they are opportunities. And I quoted in the Drusha and Satmar, I quoted a vart from the Beis Aharon. The Heilige Beis Aharon Tamo Gezukt, what's the difference between me and others? He was talking about the Ingelite or whatever. See, an interesting quote. He said, they are bound to the Yetzer Hara, and they turn to Hashem and scream, "Hashem, save me." Right? They're tied up with the Yetzer Hara, and they're turning to Hashem, "Save me." I tie myself to Hashem and I scream at the Yetzer Hara. And I think the idea is just something that we could all apply. Like, who are you binding to and who are you against? Are you teaming up with the problem against your spouse? Or are you teaming up with your spouse against the problem? Now, when two people try to resolve a problem, the synergy and the you know, the koyach that they have is definitely something they could overcome and build on it. So I'm just mentioning this because a couple that's waiting for children and had a stillbirth, and Baruch Hashem Shalom Bayis, more than okay, that's wonderful, could definitely use this for what it is, as an opportunity to just hold on to each other and make each other feel good and be mechazik each other and be impressed with each other and all that. And definitely turn this into something that's just you know, making yourself both stronger and closer. So now, another thing that you're asking about, how do we make the Shalom Bayis better before we have children? So this is something that I think is definitely important to talk about. I'm not only going to address it in terms of before we have children, because I want it to be relevant for more people. Many of Mitzvah Hashem who have children, Baruch Hashem. But people who are in the right lane, let's call it, in the right mindset, are always looking for opportunity to make things better. Opportunity can be everywhere. One of the opportunities is quiet time. And quiet time is not only for couples that are dealing with infertility. Quiet time is for people who are on vacation, or people who have a quiet evening, or people whose kids are in camp, or people who... Quiet time is all over the place. Quiet time could be a weekend. There's a lot of quiet time that people don't utilize correctly. So somebody was saying he was in a restaurant and he saw a couple, you know, all jolly walking in and sitting down to a table, looked like they were going to enjoy the evening, and he noticed that most of the time both of them were on their phone and not even looking at each other. Again, aside from the problem, whatever technology makes people a little drunk, but I think the idea of just not utilizing the quiet time, not realizing where you have time to connect, is definitely a problem. So whether it's quiet at home because there's no children, or it's quiet at home because the children are sleeping, but if you don't use that time for your benefit, it is a problem. I also heard somebody, a big expert in Shalom Bayis, and he was talking about how most time, again, I don't know how much I'll agree with the exact description of the statistic, but I'm quoting it because there's probably some truth to it. He said almost every time he sees a couple that's struggling, he inquires if they have quality time together, if they have time that they're just with each other and spend time together and talk, or they do something together, unified, and almost always the answer is no. Now, if that's the cause of the problem or the outcome of the problem, I don't know. But the point is that, yes, a couple that is together should be spending time together and becoming close together. Whether it means they're learning something together or discussing something together or involved in something together. But not watching something together, because then they're both not doing anything together. But the point is that they're doing something with each other and becoming closer, as opposed to just being nice to each other. I'm tolerating you. I'm smiling at you when you walk in. But I have nothing to do with you. Because when you're eating supper, I'm on the phone. And when you're doing something else, and you go to sleep early, and I wake up early, and whatever. There's a way to connect, and it's a shame when people don't. And if you have the opportunity, whatever it is, because you're on vacation, or it's a weekend, or it's Yom Tov, or whatever it is, and you can make the time, and you look for the time, and some busy people don't find the time, but you can find it, it's definitely important. So if you could see the opportunity that you have, that Hashem sent you, of not being busy with children, as, you know, we could fill up the time, right? Shulim Rosh Hashanah have a lot what to do. They can talk to friends, they can go to the... But if you know what, we have the time now. We might not always have it so much. Let's designate time to spend time together. Let's figure out what we could do to make each other feel better, to be with each other, just to connect. There's something about it. Quality time can be done in so many ways, erlich ways, good ways, helpful ways. But there's something. There's definitely something about it. Just recently, I was talking to somebody who told me that an older couple actually. He said there came a point in his life where things were a little stale and things needed help. And me and my wife, we sat down, we figured out which book, a nice, Yiddish book, called a cipher maybe, we could learn together and grow from together and discuss together. And it's just a topic of discussion, something we look forward to. He said, you don't know what it did for us. Sometimes it's a walk, sometimes it's a discussion, whatever it may be, working on a project together, whatever it is. So that's definitely something that's worthwhile investing in. And I'll tell you another thing, that even when such a time goes by and such an opportunity starts passing, because the summer's almost over, or because you're having a baby ready, or whatever it is, Hashem's help, it should only be with good things. If you could commit to keeping up some of it at least, instead of just saying, okay, we can't do it anymore, but something realistic and reasonable, not okay, we're going to do this all our life. It doesn't work that way. It reminds me, Shmini Atzeres, we said, Abishta says we should make a Siddur Katana because Hashem says, Kushalai Pidaschem. So the Surim Taich, what does that mean? Kushalai Pidaschem, Hashem says, it's hard for me to watch you separate. Eden not together with the families, Yom Tov is beautiful, and all of a sudden you know everyone just goes the wrong way, and Hashem doesn't want that. So he says, stick around another day of Yom Tov. I like when you're together. When you realize that being together is so helpful and so good, and when you can't do it anymore, let's commit to at least once a week or an hour or whatever it is. Let's enjoy and try to keep up the connection, seeing each other, noticing each other, spending time together. That's also something that I think could definitely bring Shalom Bayis from more than okay to even better, and it could maintain it going forward and not just hope that it just stays status quo. With whatever Hashem might send you away, you definitely need time to be together. I always like giving the other side of the coin, that is connecting and quality time and all that is not something that should ever smother individuality or take away someone's space, or to think that because if good is good, better is better, so the more the time together and the less that we have on our own is no good. No, obviously everyone needs time for themselves, and as good as quality time is, everyone could use their own space and time as well. And I'll end off with something I mentioned earlier, and that's just something I always mention, I think, and that is that whatever you're doing, this is an opportunity for you. You look for opportunities to make your marriage better. Don't put it on someone else. Don't put it on someone else. Don't say, we need quality time together, so I'm waiting for you to initiate. Do it yourself. Don't say, we're looking for ways to better our Shalom Bayis, so come up with something. I already came up with them, now what's with you? Don't do that. It's all about you. The second it's not about you, drop it. Shalom Bayis, relationships, conflict resolution, improving things, it's all about you. Remember, think about what could I do to make things better? If it's not about you, if it's only about noticing what someone else could have done or could do, and I think I mentioned this recently about somebody who made some experiment with couples, and he said, what could improve your Shalom Bayis? And 99% of the people, the 99% of the times that he asked the question was about what their spouse could have done better. It's about you. So if there's anything you could do to use challenges as opportunities, to grow together with quality time and connect, and to make things even better, that's definitely wonderful. And when I yourself, you put in the right amount of effort on your own, and there's always the things that you could do to make things better, this will definitely help us overcome every challenge and only know of good things. And when I yourself live together, Bahava Ahmad Shulam Rayas.